You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Education and Growth Coordinator for BNI Heartland. And today is a huge day. We are celebrating our 100th episode on the podcast today. And so we've got somebody pretty special. And we do have our international trainer and executive director, Vince Vigneri. But we've got somebody that's cooler than that. Although, Vince, I do always enjoy our time together.
Thanks, Brandon.
We have the founder and chief visionary officer, Dr. Ivan Meisner, with us today. So, guys, how you doing?
Fantastic. Thanks, Brandon.
Thank you for your time today, Ivan.
Thank you for being with us today, Ivan.
My pleasure. Yeah, happy to be here. 100, that's got to make you feel good. That's a big milestone.
We set a goal in 2018. Well, Vince threw it out to me early, and he said, what if we do a podcast every week? And we were doing a couple a month here and there, and I thought, well, as Richard Branson says, when a good idea comes, just agree and then figure out how to do it. And by golly, we did it, and it brought us to 100. So we're very excited for this milestone. So Ivan, picking your brain a little bit, we've got a couple questions that we wanted to go over, and we thought, we're talking long term here, right? This is a milestone. There are a couple things I guess I do want to mention. First off, Who's in Your Room? Your book has been out there now for 4 or 5 months now, so congratulations on that. And then, of course, you are in the 600s, 700s at this point with your podcast, and always enjoy that information that comes from there. So
thank you.
There's that great milestone for you. So the first thing that we kind of want to talk about is what brings long-term success in the networking and the business world? And obviously you've had that. So what could you share with us that would help our listeners kind of do the same?
So from a networking perspective, long-term success is about understanding the concept that networking is more about farming than it is about hunting. It's all about building relationships. Now, you mentioned in the question or prior to the question, my latest book, Who's in Your Room? And that really is part and parcel. I wrote the book because of the whole idea of making sure you have great relationships. And by the way, the book hit number one in self-help on Amazon. So we're really pleased with that. But it's about relationships. And let me give you 60 seconds on the concept of who's in your room. Imagine you live your life in one room, and that one room has one door. And that one door is an enter-only door, so that when people come into your life or into your room, they're there forever. You can never get them out. Now, luckily, it's a metaphor, but I'd argue with you that it's more than that, but let's say it's a metaphor. If it were true, Brandon, Vince, would you be more selective about the people that you let into your life?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. Everybody says yes. So the question then is, why aren't we? Why aren't we more selective about the people that we bring into our life? And so I think to your question, what's one trait for long-term success? Is that really successful people understand who to bring into their life, who to let in their room. By the way, I said that I think it's more than a metaphor. If you guys would just work with me for a moment, and if you're listening to this podcast, I want you to think of someone in your life who is out, you believe, you feel they are out of your life, but when they were in your life, they created chaos, absolute chaos. Maybe they were caustic, or maybe they were just difficult to deal with. You got Vince, Brandon, you guys have a name. You don't have to say who it is, but do you have a name?
I do have somebody in mind, yes.
Okay, Brandon?
Yeah, I certainly do. Certainly do.
All right, listeners, if you're listening to this, you got to have a name in your head. Now, here's my argument about why it's not a metaphor. Because if they're still in your head, they're still in your life. They may be physically out of your life, but their baggage is still in your room because you remember that experience, and every experience that you have in the future will be tainted from that experience in the past. So even though they're out of your life, they're still in your head. And what we try to talk about in Who's in Your Room is, how do you get better at screening people who come into your life? This is really important in a network where you want qualified, honest, ethical people who support one another, who have an abundance mentality and work with one another. I think it's one of the most important long-term traits for success. Thanks for the question.
And Ivan, this is this book is out a second time because originally you did write one more specific to a BNI chapter or the BNI version of this book, correct?
We did, yeah. It wasn't available on Amazon or at bookstores. It was just an in-house a book. We wanted to, this time, make a book that was very actionable. The BNI version had a lot of stories. It wasn't real actionable. This is extremely actionable. Every chapter says, okay, you really want to create a great life, do these five things. Then, the next chapter relating to this, do these seven things. For example, one of the questions we ask is, how do you say no to people without looking like a total jerk or worse? What are ways to say no to people? And we literally gave seven different techniques because, look, I like saying yes. I prefer to say yes. But if you say yes to everything, you'll never have long-term success. And so you have to learn when to say no. And that's one of the very actionable sections of the book.
That makes perfect sense. Thank you for referencing that.
Yeah, none of that actionable stuff is in the BNI version.
Right. So. Great. So let's talk about our members a little bit. And we talk about our core values at the chapter level. And really thinking about how our members, outside of just passing referrals, how can they add value to one another?
Well, I think it's really all about building relationships. You got to have the relationships and within the context of the brand and the structure. I mean, listen, BNI, we now have over 8,800 chapters in more than 70 countries around the world. The more chapters we develop over time, the more the brand will build, the easier it'll be to get people to come into the BNI organization. The way to add value when you have people who come in is to really get to know and trust one another. There's an article that I just did for entrepreneur.com. You can go there. It's called The Steps You Should Take If You Want to Build Business Off Referrals. And I'll send you guys a link to it that you can include in the podcast. And I did it in September of 2018. And I quote in there the Journal of Social and Personal Relationships, which I found this study very interesting. It found that it takes 50 hours of interaction to move from being an acquaintance to becoming a casual friend. 50 hours. Now, how much time is that in BNI? That's like, three quarters of a year. Yeah. It takes a total of 90 hours. They become what they called real friends. Now, Facebook has redefined what a friend is, but they mean real friends. 90 hours. Where does that put it in BNI? Over a year.
Over a year.
Yeah, a year and maybe a few months. And here's the amazing thing. It takes 200 hours, and this is according to a study published in 2018 by the Journal of Social and Personal Relationships. It takes a total of 200 hours to become close friends, according to the study, which puts it at working close to 2 years in the organization. Now, if you cross tabulate those numbers by the average number of referrals or the thank you for closed business that people get in the organization, you see that when people are in for over a year, that's when things really start to generate. And when they're in there for 2 years, the numbers go up almost exponentially. It's like hockey stick. And so what's amazing to me is that our anecdotal experience in BNI matches the hard data from a scientific journal that says, look, it's all about relationships. You've got to build the relationships within the context of a system that works like BNI.
And one thing in addition to that, or with it, BNI creates an environment where two people that may not build a relationship like you just talked about, they have the opportunity to, because they don't see that they would connect. But with that environment in BNI, the more they get educated, the more likely they are to build that relationship. And I think that's a huge advantage of a BNI chapter specifically.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it's that training, coaching, support is really important. I mean, I'm going to put this in a very male-oriented context, but I think this analogy works. Imagine, I don't know if you guys ever played sandlot football, mm-hmm. but you're out there in sandlot football and the quarterback, you get in a huddle and the quarterback, when I played as a kid, quarterback would just say, okay, the line, you guys just block and everyone run and I'll throw it to somebody who's open. And that's the way a lot of networks operate if they don't follow the system and the process and the program. With BNI, we got plays. We say, look, this is what you got to do. This is where you need to be. This is how you have to do it. So that it's not like a sandlot football game where we just say, everybody run and I'll throw the ball. There's a process and there's education and training that goes with that. Now with BNI University, oh my goodness, I feel like my lifelong dream of being able to educate every BNI member, coach them, guide them, give them the playbook for success is finally here because the technology has allowed us to do it. So don't be one of those guys or gals out there running on the field just waiting for the ball to be thrown to you. Go get on BNI University. Listen to BNI podcast. I'm singing to the choir a little bit because you're listening to this podcast. So I know I'm already talking to somebody who believes in lifelong learning, but immerse yourself in it. You'll be way more successful. And that's one of the things that BNI can do way better than any other networking organization in the world. Nobody's got the kind of support system that we have. Okay, I got a little excited there. Sorry.
No, that's perfect. Well, Ivan, I always throw it out before we close them. Is there any final thoughts or any final words for the listeners out there from you?
Well, I think one of the things, the keys to success and the keys to being consistent in business and in networking is you got to do 6 things 1,000 times, not 1,000 things 6 times. Over and over and over again, I see businesses who they're constantly chasing bright, shiny objects. They're doing 1,000 things 6 times. And it goes back to that relationship thing where I was saying, you know, the more hours you embed in it, the more you build a relationship, the more you build a relationship, the more you build referrals. That's 6 things 1,000 times. By the way, it doesn't have to be 6. It could be 5. It could be 7. But it's a handful of things and you do it over and over and over again. That's what we do in BNI. And if you immerse yourself, you're going to do it well and you're going to get a ton of business out of the organization.
Such great content. Thank you, Ivan.
Thank you, guys. And congratulations on your 100th anniversary. I'm really proud of you both.
Thank you so much, Ivan. We appreciate you and everything that you've done for BNI over the years and especially locally for our members. Continue to add that value to all of us.
My pleasure, truly.
And for our listeners, this is just a reminder that these podcasts are for you. If there's ever a topic you'd like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com. And we'll do our best to cover that in the future. I am honored to be with you guys today, both Ivan and Vince. This was amazing content. And for everybody else, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.